Thursday morning from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yep, morning, Mike.
Headline told us it was down, but Fletcher's a complex odd set of affairs. So what's inside? What happened there?
Yeah, so a couple of slightly more anticipated results announcements on the local market yesterday. So you had Fletcher Building, you had Spark. So both well-known, well-recognised local companies. Mike, Fletcher Building's had an eventful last few years, hasn't it? Not always in a good sense as well, and I think the focus, well, you could note that the focus maybe has been just getting off the front page for the wrong reasons. So, interim result, first half profit, $219 million. If you go to the previous comparable period, it was $272 million. So, well below that, but that was expected. The $290 million, probably a little bit below analyst expectations. The thing here is the company is still forecasting the full year guidance to be between $515 and $565 million. That's what they guided to previously. So they see the second half of the year being stronger than the first half of the year, and you get a bit of a boost from things like residential house sales in the second half of the year, and they see that being a little bit stronger. Look, Mike, it's a stable result, even though the revenue is lower. I did see one fairly wry note from one analyst that at least there weren't any large negative surprises, which maybe has engendered that old cliched collective sigh of relief, and we see that in the share price reaction, up 23 cents yesterday, so a 4.4% rise. And that's the biggest single day rise we've seen in Fletcher Building, I think, since last November. Look, Mike, there are still some uncertainties around the New Zealand International Convention Centre. Remember, they're going through the insurance process there with Sky City, so there is the potential for claims outside of the existing liability policies. Fletcher Building think there won't be. They think that'll come in within the liability policies, but still some uncertainty there. Spark, should we have a quick look at Spark?
Yeah, they look pretty good, didn't they?
Yes, yeah, I was originally going to say steady as she goes result, but I actually think it's better than that. 9.2% rise in first half profit, $167 million. That was ahead of expectations. Look, margins overall dropping a little bit, but mobile revenue was good, and that's a high-margin business. They confirmed their dividend guidance, and in the current interest rate environment, that's important. You had the Rugby World Cup in that period as well, which garnered a few headlines, and they got through that. They're in the middle of this three-year transformative strategy using the agile processes. But look, they seem to be doing a good job. So share price just up small yesterday.
Now, what is a virus control bond?
Yeah, look, I'm just looking at this coronavirus. Can I just make the comment that if you look at plenty of attention on whether or not it's being contained, but my reading, if I look at the progression of new cases, it looks like the rates of new infection is slowing.
Yes, it is.
You had that jump last week when they changed the methodology. And to look at the numbers, look at the facts here, Mike. There are just over 75,284 cases. There's still only 500 outside of China and the cruise ship. So it is still very much being contained within China. Look, we do talk about the economic impact. Let's not forget the incredible human impact. But a couple of interesting outcomes. A virus control bond or a virus-linked bond, coronavirus bonds, these things, the Chinese administrators are encouraging companies to issue these things. And I think so far 25 companies have done so, another 20 in the wings. They've raised $5.3 billion. They're raising them at fairly low interest rates as well. And the thing is, you can raise these things, and if you raise them, you have to commit to spending at least 10% of the proceeds or the measures on combating the epidemic, and they're issuing these at pretty cheap interest rates. So there's an unexpected outcome of the coronavirus.
Tell me some numbers.
Sure. The Dow Jones, 29,000. 394 up, 161 at the stage, just over 0.5% gain there. The S&P 500, 3388 up 18, also about 0.5% gain. And the NASDAQ 9826 up 94, just under 1%. So all good in the US. The FTSE 100, 7456, they were up 74, 1% gain there. The Nikkei 23,400 up 207 points. And the Shanghai Composite lost 10 points, just a small loss there, closing at 2975. All good in Australasia. The ASX 200 gaining 31 points, closing at 7144, and the NZX 50. We are flirting with the 12,000 level, Mike. Flirting. Maybe we'll get there this week. Who knows? Close at 11,981, up 45 points, 0.38%. Kiwi dollar still weak, 0.6382 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9559 Aussie, 0.5908 Euro, 0.4934 pounds. Japanese against the yen, 70.94. Gold still above 1600, 1606.71. And Brent crude, $59.12. So nice, a little
mate,
bit stronger.
All right, man. We'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher at jmiwealth.co.nz.